You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio now. This weekend, Mr. Dot is stepping away from his artwork to do something a little bit different. He'll be running the Brighton Marathon, but with assistance with a twist. And to find out more, Mr. Dot, or Clark Reynolds, joins us now. Clark, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
So before we kind of talk about how you're going to do this, tell me, how did this idea come about?
Well, it's strange. I went to an event in Westminster, an AI conference, accessibility, and I actually met the founder of Be My Eyes. And I never knew about Be My Eyes. It wasn't until the Meta Ray-Ban glasses, that collaboration, that it came to the forefront. But like I said, Be My Eyes has been around for 10 years. And it's strange that, you know, someone in the blind community hasn't heard about it. And that's the power of technology. And I thought, right, I've got the glasses, I've got the app. What can I do to push the boundaries? And you know me, in my art world, I push the boundaries of Braille. And I was like, you know what, let's run another marathon. And here we are, 8 months later.
I quite like the sound of this when I was reading about it. Can you explain to the listeners, how is this going to work? How are you going to run the Brighton Marathon? What's the plan?
So the plan is I'm going to be supported by various volunteers, like I've done my train run. So I started training at the end of August last year, using the Meta Ray-Bans with the app Be My Eyes. And once I've said those three magic words, hey Meta, call Be My Eyes, I get a complete volunteer, a random volunteer from around the world that takes over, if I could see, my glasses. And I've had so many amazing conversations, and they support me as I'm running. They say if there's a bin, a parked car, a person, but most of the time we just chat. So when it comes to marathon day, because the new BMIs have got this new group thing, they've used this group section. So the volunteers are known, not to me, but they're known to the charity I'm running for, which is Fight for Sight. And so when I do those magic words, BMIs at the back end will put someone in line in the queue. So every half hour, I'm going to have a different person supporting me as I run 26.2 miles.
No, I like that. It sounds nice and different. And it does sound like something that's not really been done before. And the question I have to you really is, you know, how does that work in practice when they are looking through a video feed to warn you of obstacles, you know, especially when it comes to timing? How reliable is it for them to warn you of the obstacles and for you to avoid them? How did you find that experience?
So it's instant. It really is instant. And the picture quality from the camera is... I mean, apparently it's like 4K. It's amazing. And there's no lag. But obviously, I'm going to have a guide, but I'm not going to be tethered. So my guide, Alastair from the Richard Whitehead Foundation, he's just there, obviously, to have the glasses, because I've got four pairs of glasses, because I have to pit stop a lot, carry my water. And just in case the technology fails, he will be there. Because obviously, it's a world's first. You know, we're not quite sure of the... if we get how much Wi-Fi is around. So, you know, I thought about every obstacle, and it's not, I'm not just trying to say, oh God, you know, you can do this and you don't need guide runners. It's not the case. It was just a way of how can I do this and push the boundaries of what the technology is out there. And, you know, it's not too far off that we could do daily life crazy stuff with technology.
Plus, exactly, it's also doing it differently. You know, it's not been done before like that. So it's not only pushing the boundaries, but actually going, well, there is a technology out there that can, you know, make it a bit of a different experience. Have you been documenting kind of your journey up until this point?
I have. I've kept a list of all the volunteers from around the world that have guided me. And I've got some great stories. I think this really sums up the app. There was a woman, she had a Scottish accent. And I asked her, where you're from? She said, oh, Glasgow. And I said, oh, you know. I said, what's the weather like? So I always say that. I don't know why. And she said, oh, by the way, I'm not in Scotland at the moment. I'm in Thailand on holiday. And it kind of summed up the app. You know, someone took their time out of their holiday to support a blind person in any, you know, usually what a mundane task, but obviously on a training run. So that's beautiful, isn't it?
Absolutely, because like you say, there's so many stories out of this. You can meet all sorts of characters. Like what has so far been the highlight for you of this process? Is it, you know, was it the use of technology? Was it the running? Or like you say, was it actually speaking to different people outside of the running concept?
It was the conversations. And at the start of this, I didn't think it would be, because I didn't realise people would spend time on this app and talk to you. I mean, I've had people on the app for, you know, over half an hour just chatting, you know, we chat about everything, you know, and we also ask about why you use the app. And in the majority of the cases, they've got a member of the family with sight loss conditions. I tell you what, it was weird when I asked about jobs. A lot of the people are from the tech world. And they were inspired to be part of the app. So that's really interesting.
Now, when you, you know, because I presume when you connect with people, you explain why you are doing this and what you're working up towards. When you say to people, look, I'm going to run a marathon and I'm going to do it with, you know, help of the volunteers. What have some of the reactions been from that kind of the Be My Eyes volunteers you spoke to?
Oh, it's been amazing. You know, I've had the only rejections I've had is just they haven't got the time, but they wish me well. And that's only two people out of 110 callers. So that's pretty special, isn't it? To be fair, most of them, it's their first call, because you know it, like there's 10 million sighted volunteers that signed up for this app, and 1 million vision impaired and sight loss users. So, you know, you always get someone within 3 to 5 seconds. So majority of the time, it's their first call. So I always say, trust me, this will be unique. You're not going to get a caller like this. Usually it's the mundane stuff like, am I wearing the right coloured trousers to go with this top? So we have a laugh. And to be fair, I lose track of time. Before you know it, I've run 3 miles just chatting.
The other, before we kind of tell people when the marathon is, you know, is there a somewhere people can go to follow your journey up until the finish line and beyond?
It is. So obviously everyone can go on my website, my new launchy website, which was last year, which is great, called mr.uk.com. And if you go down to dots and details, it's like a comic book. So, and you can go on my Just Given page. And the last 24 hours have been a whirlwind. People have donated over £1,000 in the last 24 hours. And I'm so honoured for myself, but for the charity Fight for Sight, you know, and all those charities that run the Brighton Marathon and the upcoming London Marathon. You know, it's a great way to shine the light on sight loss charities worldwide, I think.
It's fantastic. And also, it's unique. And I think that's what we like to see in today's world. Clark Reynolds, a.k.a. Mr. Dot himself, best of luck on Sunday. Thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much. And look forward to being on here very soon with my other artistic endeavours.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.